On the second point, on the gaming machines, yes, we do have a number of machines. In fact, the number is not 6,000, we have 11,000. However, that represents only 6% of the electronic gaming machines in the country. A recent study that I've seen, in fact two studies, also said that problem gambling is not purely associated with electronic gaming machines. It equally applies to those that buy lottery tickets, wager on horses, and gamble in casinos. The percentages of problem gamblers are exactly the same. The second point I would make is that I would refute the fact that we don't take a very responsible attitude. Our partners in the hotel business, ALH, do take that. In fact, at our board meetings of ALH, we spend an inordinate amount of time talking about the efforts that we're putting into responsible selling of alcohol and responsible gaming. For instance, in Victoria, we've engaged the services of David Sports, who the audience here was a very famous AFL captain of the Melbourne football team, who had a problem with gaming. He's got over that. We are now using him as an ambassador, and he is going, at our expense, giving talks on how he fell down and how he's made his way back, and giving advice on how people might follow the same trail. We don't have ATMs in our gaming areas. We don't cash checks in those hotels. We do have facilities for self-barring in all of our hotels. Is that right, Bruce? Right. On all of our gaming machines, there are signs talking about the fact that you cannot win on those machines. Right in front of the face of that area. We don't allow people to eat in those areas. There are clocks in all of the gaming areas that people understand how long they've been there. We take this very, very, very seriously. And I'm a little bit disappointed that a shareholder would not have recognised that when you visited one of our hotels that that's the case, because I can assure you that from the ALH board down and the management, Bruce Matheson Senior in particular, we take this very, very seriously, and we want to take a leadership position of this in our industry, and in fact our internal covenant for that is in fact to take a leadership position in the area of problem gaming. Thank you.